Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. Welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. I am your host, Joan, and here we are on a brand new episode. Continuing our conversation of Angel Talk, I felt that there's never enough time to talk about all of our topics and what we have going on, but I felt it was a continuation. We needed to keep going to bring out more stuff. I didn't even get to talk about crystals and stones, one of my favorite things. So I thought, well, yes, let's do that today. Try to get our mind off of Mercury retrograde, get our minds off of the crazy heydays and things that are going on in our lives. So let's talk about angels and crystals and stuff. Oh, my. Anyhow, today we are in full swing of Mercury retrograde, for those who do not know. We're still coming off the new moon energy that happened this past Sunday. And, of course, that should be waning. And now we're feeling Mercury retrograde. And I've been seeing reports on Facebook. You can find me there at Real Metaphysical Talk. And, or here on Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and follow. Yes, I'll give you a minute. You can do that right now. Real Metaphysical Talk. Search for it. All right. Anyhow, so I've been doing some research and just poking around and reading what other people have to say about what's going on. And if you look through your friends list or listen to the people around you, it's common to hear a bit more complaining, a bit more frustration happening during the 3 weeks of Mercury retrograde when it happens the four times, I believe it's four times during the year. Don't quote me on that because I can't remember at this point. My mind is all over the place. Thanks to Mercury retrograde, I'm sure I'm miscommunicating that for you. Anyhow, what you will find in your daily activities that obviously, more complaining, more frustration, more confusion, more miscommunications happening during these 3 weeks. But this one, this Mercury retrograde, doesn't seem like all the rest, if that's what you have burned into your head, if that's how you feel about it, if that's what you're thinking. And, you know, we can condition ourselves to say, yes, Mercury retrograde is so bad. And, you know, at first thought of the phrase, Mercury going retrograde or Mercury retrograde, people freak out. They freeze up, they lock up, they don't want to do anything. Fear. Fear comes to them to refuse to act, refuse to make changes, refuse to do anything. Now, remember last week I told you that with the new moon, we got new ideas, and this Mercury retrograde, this time, right now, for the next 3 weeks, allows us to review these new ideas, these new seeds that we want to plant, and maybe we just need to tweak our plan, get things going, to move things along, because we are on our path to new and higher and better things. So here we can take the time, be slow and steady, to get ourselves through, to figure out where we want to be. Doesn't always have to be bad. This is a great time to refigure things, to relook at things, to reassess. And it can certainly be a happy time because these can bring revelations. A lot of what I'm seeing with others and, of course, in my own, now is a time for the truth to be revealed. Some people feel that the truth is very ugly. They try to hide it. But I feel that if you've come to terms with your truth, with your own self, then you should feel okay with what is being presented. And you should already be quite fine with what you have going on. But if you do not like what you're being shown, if you do not like the truth that is being revealed, then now is the time to take action. Now is the time to say, you know what? I need to review this. I need to make a change. I need to get this done. Change only begins with you. Things cannot just happen without you allowing it to happen. I can hear you now. I know I can hear you now saying, Joan, things I don't allow bad things to happen, but big bad things happen to me. Well, you do have a hand in the things happening to you. Yes, okay, and a car accident is a good example. Well, I didn't cause it. I was driving and someone hit me. All right, there's a lesson to be learned. You know, okay, maybe you weren't supposed to have that car. Maybe you need to be laid up for the couple of days or however long it takes. I know it's going to cause medical bills. We can go down the list of all the things that it's, you know, the problems and situations that it can create. But with every situation that occurs, again, you create your truth. You create your situation. So what are you planning to do to make changes to get those situations to come out to our good end result, the end result that we are looking for? Positivity. Maybe the negative situations that are happening, maybe something that is not occurring to our liking is happening to have us rethink during this time. It's a perfect time to rethink, okay, what should I do differently? If I'm getting the same results every time, even though I'm slightly changing what I'm doing, then maybe we need to make another change. Keep pushing. Only you can decide when it's time to quit. And I don't want to say really quit because we don't want to quit. We just want to say that we're done. Maybe it's not an avenue that we need to pursue anymore. Only you know what is good for you. We don't want regrets. We don't want to say I couldn't or I didn't try. Please take that step to try. Move forward. So even if it's a choice that you decide not to do something, again, no regrets, your decision, move on. But in this, with everything, we have people helping us. People in this realm, in our earthly beings, in our earthly realm, helping us, friends, family, coworkers, not friends, I don't want to say enemies, but people that we don't consider close friends, okay, acquaintances, but we also have even strangers helping us and we don't realize it. You know, the old pay it forward. And I know I can hear people thinking, Joan, get to the point, what are you talking about? But not only do we have people helping us here, we have our loved ones who have passed helping us, and we have our angels and our spirit guides helping us. And last week we discussed the hierarchy of angels. And I can go on and on about what's out there and what's documented in many different forms. And we went through and talked about the different spheres and the different groups, the 9 levels. And I mentioned some of the archangels, many of whom we are very familiar with, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Metatron, Sandalphon, Gabriel, Uriel, and the rest of the gang. But what I want to talk about today is the stones that we can use and how we can keep in contact. Now, last week I mentioned that, you know, of course, we can sometimes see these angels physically. But sometimes we can also feel the angels and hear the angels as well. And let's see. The stones that we can use, there's quite a list. But the first one I really want to talk about is petalite. A lot of these stones really are stones that are of the third chakra, your third eye chakra, your crown chakra, and even the outer chakra. There's higher chakras above that. But petalite, it's clear white, can be a sort of pink or gray, even a reddish white or greenish white. It can be rare and expensive. And this stone is yet another stone of the New Age. It's sometimes known as an angel stone, specifically because it does enhance your angelic connection. That is one of my go-to stones for connecting with the angels. Ten of Light opens up your cosmic consciousness and purification. It enhances your meditation and attunement because it connects you to your higher self. It connects you to that golden light. It is a very calm stone, and it can be, connecting you to ancestral and family healing. It provides you a safe environment for spiritual contact. It is a shamanic stone. It activates and energizes your process of vision questing and also grounds you during spiritual activity. It calms your aura, opens up the throat, and the higher crown chakras. Now, I have to say with petalite, as an elixir, it is used to release negative karma and can clear entities from your aura and mental body. So if you're looking to do a cleansing, use petalite in that sense. Petalite can come in small or large stones. I have a few small stones, but the one thing I did learn with petalite is a very sensitive stone, just like selenite, and I'll get to selenite in a minute too. Petalite is a stone where if you're holding it, it reacts to heat. It's not going to change colors. It's not going to melt, but because it's like a shale, it will sheet off, meaning when I was holding my stone, the stone, as my hands became hot, the heat from my hands warmed up the stone, and the stone actually split. Yeah, splitting down the side, but across like a sheet, as if you had a sheet cake with two levels, it took the levels apart. So just a warning, if you do happen to have petalite, you can handle it, but make sure not to get it too warm. And so let's see, what else do we have here? Petalite. Also, you can wear it as a pendant or earrings. Definitely used around the third eye. The different colors, pink petalite, can clear your heart and any emotional baggage. It strengthens your emotional body, releases fear and worry. That's the one thing the angels like to do. They want you to release your fear. They want you to release any worry that you have because you need to feel, just give them trust. Have trust and faith in the angels. Ask for what you're looking for. And remember, what you ask for, even with the universe, what you ask for is what you get. So you do need to be specific. So say if you want to, if you're asking the angels, and yes, you can ask the angels, I would like to have someone come into my life to help me. And that's all you say. Well, you could have someone knock on your door and say, I would like to, you know, the next day come in and say, I'm here to cut your lawn. Well, they weren't specific. So remember, be specific with all questions and requests. But in any case, again, make sure that you are specific, especially with your help. It could be that you were asking for someone to come in your life for companionship. Well, were you specific? And if you ask that, I would like someone to come into my life for companionship. Please, angels, provide me with this being. Well, that could be an animal, too. Cats, dogs, birds, they're all good for companionship as well. So, again, be specific. All right, clear petalite, by the way, renders negative energy null. It clears any negative karma at any level. So that is one good stone. Another famous stone for angels, by the way, is angelite. Many people know angelite as that blue stone, blue with white, can look like that it's veined and it looks like angel wings, being on the large side. It's that light blue. You can get it polished or you can have it raw. But another stone, angelite, is one of the stones of awareness for the New Age. It brings peace and brotherhood to those who carry. It will help with contacting the angelic realm, of course. It will enhance your telepathic communications and enables any out-of-body journeys, of course, with the aid of your angels. It is a powerful stone for healers because it does deepen your attunement and heightens your perception. It provides protection for your environment as well as your body. Angelite, because it is blue, has to do with your throat chakra. And it will help you speak your truth, whatever it may be. It assists you to to become compassionate, especially compassionate with your words, and as well as accepting of others, accepting of your own truth, what you have happening, your situations, as well as accepting of others and what they have and what they bring to you. Specifically, things that cannot be changed. It will alleviate psychological pain and counteract any cruelty that might be happening to you. It does provide you, believe it or not, Angela can provide you a deeper understanding of mathematics. So those of you that are in school or know of someone who is in an environment or a job that you need to do a little math, Angelite will help you not only bring the angels in with their little abacuses or calculators, but it will also help you with a little bit of oomph with the numbers. As I mentioned, it's filled with compassion. It will transmute any pain and disorder into wholeness and healing, just opening you up for a deep feeling of peace and tranquility. It definitely opens up psychic channeling. If you apply Angelite to your feet, at the ground, at your connection where you're grounding yourself, it will unblock any meridians that you have and any energetic pathway blockages. It, again, resonates with your throat, balances your thyroid, does all that good stuff, but it helps balance your physical body with your etheric realms, with your sub-aura. You have the etheric field, and it's going to balance that as well. Now, angelite actually is formed from celestite, and celestite is my next crystal that I do want to speak about. It's amazing that these stones can provide us with the ability for connections. Each stone has its own little language. It speaks a different language. It helps us get information across, whether it be from fairies, whether it be from the angels, whether it be from our higher self. Celestite can be blue, yellow, red, or white. It has a high vibration, and this stone is a teacher. So we have angelite, which provided us with messages and the truth. Celestite, being the mother of angelite, provides us with information, teaches us. It takes us to the infinite deeps of the spiritual and contacts the angelic realms. It helps to jumpstart your spiritual development, and it pushes you towards enlightenment. It's a useful stone for stimulating clairvoyant communication, dream recall, and journeys out of body. How? Again, angels right here. You can ask your angel to assist you with dream recall. You can ask your angels to assist you with your spiritual learning. Please, if you're not comfortable with speaking with spirit guides, if you feel that you need to have a name, you also have your angels, which are helpers, that also have names. And these stones, this stone in particular, you can ask for assistance with your spiritual growth. This crystal, by the way, also promotes purity of heart and attracts good fortune. Another stone that heals your aura reveals truth. A lot of these stones do have a bluish hue between celestite, angelite, and of course, you know, I just talked about podalite, which really doesn't have the blue, but again, all of these stones are talking about the truth. Angels stand for truth, bringing things to light. This stone, celestite, helps in conflict resolution in maintaining a harmonious atmosphere in times of stress. It can improve dysfunctional relationships by opening up a space for peace and negotiation. This creative stone brings gentleness, gentle strength, and enormous peace so that you can learn new experiences. It teaches trust in the infinite wisdom of the divine with a calming effect. Why do we need this? Because we need to know, and I'm going to make this clear, when asking the angels for assistance, when asking the universe for assistance, everything is done in divine timing. Divine timing. Another word for you need to have patience. Okay? or words for that. Not exactly an easy lesson for us to learn, but the angels are here to remind us that we need to let go and let God, or let go and let and just have faith. Have faith that things will happen in time, when it needs to happen. We can't have things happen immediately. The angels know the time frame in which we need to have things appear, or the things that we ask for have happen in our lives. We need to, when connecting with our angels and communicating with our angels, show gratitude. Gratitude is the best way to show appreciation for the angels, because once we begin to show that gratitude, the more, and we don't need to be greedy. Greedy means we're asking and we're not thanking. But we need to say thank you and continue to ask for good things without being selfish. Another angel stone is apophyllite. I've mentioned apophyllite before. Again, it's another stone that kind of sheets. It has, in the way it forms, with heat, it can shard off. But apophyllite brings a conscious connection between the physical and the spiritual realm, intensify your clairvoyance. It will also, it also will intensify your intuition. It will transmit powerful energy and help with that. It increases the energies of other stones around you. It has a high water content, which makes it a very efficient conductor of energy, as well as a carrier of the Akashic records. This spiritual stone enhances clear sight, stimulating intuition, enabling the future to be accessed. It's a great stone for scrying. Another stone that has a calming effect. It imbues in universal love in analysis and decision-making. So it's giving you compassion. It's allowing you to have compassion when you're making decisions. It releases any suppressed emotions, overcoming anxiety, worries, and fears, calming your apprehensions. This stone is a great stone for Reiki. Reiki, healing. It's another way to connect with angels. I mentioned that last week in the last episode. One other stone that I want to mention at this time selenite. I did mention selenite. I got to talk about that. I guess there's two more stones and several more. Selenite. That's moonstone. It's clear. Aids in higher states of consciousness by calming and focusing the mind, sharpening your physical contact. Another stone that will enhance energy of other crystals that are around and will transmit your intent towards the spiritual realm. Now, seraphinite raises your conscious. Seraphinite is a neat stone because this stone, the one I have, seraphinite, yes, is green. Can be a dark stone, but it is a good stone for the third eye. Can be a stone of spiritual enlightenment and accessing self-healing. Another stone for making angelic connection for opening the crown and higher chakras. It promotes living from the heart and has a gentle cleansing effect on the heart chakra, opening you up to love. It works at the subtle level. It is very slow and forthcoming. It's not an aggressive stone. And then another stone that I want to talk about is sodalite. Sodalite's a blue stone, raising your vibration of the conscious mind to that of the higher self, opening your spiritual perception, aiding in meditation by stimulating your third eye. So of all these stones, we've talked about the third eye. Sodalite can be dark blue, mottled, and spotted. It uses logic with your intuition, bringing information from your higher mind down to your physical level. But this, again, instills a drive for the truth. Here we've talked about several stones, all about the truth, all searching for information with the higher self, and searching for a calmness, providing you with a calmness, with a compassion, with a love, gentleness. All of these stones and assists. And then, of course, there's plenty more, and I can go down on and on, but those are the ones I really wanted to hit on today. One other quick one, Angel Aura Quartz, or Aqua Aura is another one. It's a great stone to look into. But the one thing that these stones will help you with is developing your intuition. They will help you with your meditation and bringing on your psychic gifts. The angels, if you ask, can help you with that. They are here to provide. Again, as I mentioned, the more you ask, the more they are happy to provide for you. We do want to be specific when we do ask the angels. The concept of asking the angels of what you're looking for is just knowing that they are to be of service. They're not to be worshipped, but they can be thanked. Leading up, you know, like I said, angels have been looked upon for help and assistance. We can see them physically. If you haven't seen them, I'm sure you have. You just didn't realize it. Sometimes with a glint of the eye, sometimes with just a feather or feeling their energy. There's a number of stones. Again, we can bring in these stones. We can bring in the synchronicity. We can bring in coincidence. Sometimes this is one thing. Is it synchronicity that someone says some word? Someone says something. They bring up a specific phrase, and they say it in the middle of a conversation, just in any conversation. And it just so happens to be the exact words that you heard the day before or as part of another process. Is it synchronicity or is it the angels trying to bring you a message? Is it possible that maybe you're reading something or you're seeing something? People have talked about angel numbers. What are these numbers that constantly appear? Why am I seeing 1111, 1111? I got to bring this up real quick because I know everybody sees this. 1111, 11 o'clock, make a wish, and you make a wish. Yes, but we can always wish for something and ask the angels for assistance at that time. Know that 1111 is the gateway to the angels. It's the gateway to our higher selves. Some people feel that's a better time to ask for assistance than you can. Is it coincidence that you see those numbers all the time, or that you see a specific 3 or 4-digit number on the clock or in a date? Are certain days better for you? You know, is the date, let's see, 5/21? Is 5/21, does it show up on your clock? Are you looking at it right now, 5/21? What does that mean? There have been people that have done studies. They have collected data with these numbers. You can easily, and I know I tell you all the time, do a Google search, get out there and do your research. These numbers are documented. People do have different meanings to that. For me, 5/21 could be the birth of a child, and that number would remind me of a certain person. But angels are always here to help us. They're always here to guide us. All we have to do is ask. That's all we need. They're always around us. Even though what you think we are not, that we're all alone, they are actually trying to help us. Be patient, go on with compassion, and you know better things are on its way. Thank you for listening today to Real Metaphysical Talk. My name is Joan. If you want to follow along on Facebook, find me here. Find me at Real Metaphysical Talk, or you can find me here on Blog Talk and follow along. Thank you, and I look forward to having you listen again. Good night.